You could hear a pin drop in the lobby. It was that quiet.
The referee letting play continue. One last throw.
It's obviously hard now because of the way that's all ended, but
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header.
I will have that forever.
Troy Parrott, that is unbelievable.
Inner Drive, Episode 1 with Troy Parrott, out now on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Allianz, a proud sponsor of Irish sport.
Off the ball.
Off the ball. GAA.
It's full time after extra time in TEG Cusick Park, where it's Westmeath have defeated Cavan by 131 to 321. Conor Casey with an outstanding two-pointer forced extra time after Cavan goals are from Paddy Lynch and Paddy Muir. Weather conditions deteriorated completely for the start of extra time as the wind increased and rain thundered down from the skies. Cavan had the elements for the first period of extra time and led by 6 points at the interval. Darren McVitie with Cavan's third goal, which remarkably put his side in front for the first time in the 77th minute. Darragh Lovett added two beautiful two-pointers. With the wind at their back, Westmeath tore into life. Senan Baker and Ronan Wallace raised orange flags before Kevin O'Sullivan netted for Westmeath to restore their lead. Brandon Kelly, who finished with 6 points, was involved in the goal and added another point before John Heslin secured a hard-fought victory with two late points. Full time after extra time, Westmeath 131, Cavan 321.
Kevin, you've done it again.
Yeah, didn't look too likely there for a while now, but we got across the line in the end, so, you know, we're happy out. See what the next day is, see what the draw is, see how we go.
I feel like, is it Mrs. Doyle, maybe I like the misery at times here as well. Nothing straightforward with your
No, that never is. Like, even the league and everything like that, you know, losing the last minute to Exeter, like, that was very tough. And then trying to get over the line now the last couple of days, we've made hard work of it, but we've done it again, so happy out.
What was full time in the dressing room afterwards? You know, you probably should have seen it out. Yeah. You wasted a good few opportunities.
To be honest, we've been there before, so it's nothing new, you know. We know what we have to do. We knew we had the legs because we've been there twice before, like, so it isn't anything new, but no. Delighted to just kind of have a reset to get back going again. Just get that last 5 minutes out of your head and just go again.
The weather completely deteriorated. It's still even hazy looking around here as well. I didn't realise how bad it was.
There's puddles in the boots now. That's why it was a bit slower there in extra time, but no, look, it was the same for both teams also. Everybody had to get used to it, so.
Cavan, they rallied in the first period. Six points up. There was question asked.
Yeah, no, we're a bit worried now. Well, I was anyways, going into half-time. But, do you know, we kicked some good scores there at the start of it. Like, I'd say, first 2 or 3 minutes, we kind of got back into the swing of things and kind of pushed on from there. So, you know, happy out.
Talk to me then. You get the turnover. Brandon flicks the ball to you.
Yeah, I was like, I better not miss this, or I could be dead now. I might make it out, but no. Luckily enough, I did got around the goalie kind of, and your man, the defender, kind of running by me, and I just kind of blasted it. Hope for the best. So
special feeling.
Oh, very magic feeling now. You know, I've never played in Cusick, and it's been this full. You know, it's something very, very special. And you know, the support we've had over the last number of weeks has been absolutely tremendous. And the longer we can keep it going, the better. So keep it going now.
Yeah, look. Just look around you. Everyone's drenched, but everyone has
smiles.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, no, it's brilliant. Like, you know, there hasn't been too many great days in Westmeath kind of football, especially in the last couple of years. You know, we've had the Talton Cup, and that's been about the height of it. So, you know, it's great to get back to some of the rest of them. So,
you can watch the draw now on Tuesday morning.
that'll be an interesting one now to see where we are. But look, hopefully, we'll study whoever it is and get ready for next day and just go down, get hard work again and go again.
Have you feeling there's a couple of youngsters around us one last roar?
Yeah.
Up Westmeath, is it?
Yeah.
Up Westmeath!
Dermot, difficult, I'd imagine, to wrap up your emotions after that one. Your side gave that so much.
Yeah, I suppose. Look, we knew we were going to come to a difficult situation here. It was probably 10,500 or 10,000 supporters to our 1,000, but we gave them opportunities to shout and sort of roar. I suppose we're just disappointed now immediately after. We had opportunities. We probably had chances, especially towards the end of the 70 minutes, where we had a lot of the momentum. We were winning every kick out, winning dares, winning hours. And probably just our efficiency, our conversion to scores just probably let us down at various times in the game.
Yeah, there was two opportunities just after you got level to go in front and really, I suppose, nail the nail.
Yeah, I suppose, but I wouldn't like it to be dare think that individual or I'd be blaming that type of stuff. Do you know what I mean? There was a huge effort. what, with 20 minutes or 25 minutes to go, you know, we were sort of, if you were to listen to your podcast and to listen to all these podcasts, you know, we should be going home and we should be going down. And yes, we were hugely disappointed with our performance against Monaghan, and the lads wanted to right that wrong. We came to a very difficult venue with huge momentum on the crest of a wave, and we'd done a lot of things right and unfortunately didn't get over the line.
You had a big impact from the bench as well. Connor comes on, like, obviously the equaliser will catch the lights, like, you're just out by the sideliner as well. Someone new to the panel, like...
Yeah, yeah, sure. Look at what we tried to do. We had a six-week gap and we opened... we let the lads go and play their club football. You know, everyone talks about the toll that's on the injuries and on the body, but we felt it was important that we let some of these players play and get it out of their system. Unfortunately, that comes with its tail. We had lads that played that day that picked up niggles and knocks and they weren't available for us today. But we seen other lads, we went to them other games, and Jensen came in and done extremely well for us and was doing well for Rammer and Connor, who's from Gowan as well, have been doing very well in club games. So the lads are delighted to see fresh faces and new people coming in.
I suppose if you can step away from the pure raw emotion of the game as a whole, that is a positive that you've got new green shoots in the squad.
Yeah, sure, look at it. I think really from probably the league game that was here last year from the champion, I think someone told me that there's 11 different players. Wow. That's sort of on. So I don't look at that. I just sort of say, you know, and they are people that went traveling. They are people that are injured. They are people that have given, Pádraig Faulkner's given huge service and decided to take a year out. You know, I think it's unfair on me. I think it's unfair if this sort of thing is thrown that lads are not committing. We have a hugely committed bunch of players. And we have lads, Ryan Tobin came on and was excellent in extra time. He's coming back from injury that he had picked up, and that's why he didn't start. Niall Carlin got bangs in the back. Darren McVitie was in a lot of difficulty, but still wanted to get on the field to give all he could.
That first period of extra time, it was quite the performance from your side.
Yeah, I suppose a couple of scores beforehand, or I think Westmeath maybe got two or perhaps three scores. I'm always sort of a believer that sometimes if a team gets a few scores against the wind, it can be as important as maybe five scores with the wind. But once we got momentum, But look at, everyone was tired, bodies were on the line. I would have felt we probably should have won it in the 70 minutes. We had put their kick out under serious pressure. I think we won 50% of their kickouts. And unfortunately, our efficiency was below 50%.
Yeah, the second period of extra time, obviously they have the gale, they have the momentum. That's yes. A very difficult position. You touched on tired legs, tired minds, etc.
Yeah, look, it's small things. It's small, you know, kickouts. I know people talking, and I don't want to backlash. It's a sort of a battleground. I don't know how a ref decides what way that's going. I don't know if any of them went with us, but I know that Evan had to come back off concussed from one of them and has gone to hospital after giving us a great game. But it was a free against them. So I'm not sure. Maybe it was a certain free. I don't know. But I don't know how you officiate those pile-ups. It's like a bit of a rock there, really.
How do you draw a line on this now and look forward
to
a couple
of weeks' time? We had to improve massively from our last outing. We've done that and we have to do it again.
Was it difficult in Lastly coming back to obviously a ground that you know so well? A lot of emotion, a lot of...
Yeah, sure. Look, it. I suppose it's always difficult. I, over the year, I got to know the lads. I suppose we gave a few lads their debuts, and I'd like to think that the work that we done for a year was somewhat a help. I see a little bit of the press, I see a little bit of the kick-out routine, so I'd like to think that I got a very good welcome at the start and very gracious, you know, a few thank yous, which is very much appreciated on arrival here in this great venue.
Mark, what can I say? We've seen this before. You never do things easy, do you guys?
Deja vu. Jonathan, deja vu. I was saying that on the different media there. I can't wait to watch it back, I'll tell you that. What a game of football. What a game of football for the neutral, I suppose, watching it at home on TV. What a day for our supporters of Westmeath and the people of Westmeath. A lot of teams, you know, I've worked with a lot of teams before. I've played in a lot of teams. Would have just given up at that stage at halftime, I think, 6 points down. Rain battering down, and they could have just said, listen, we're happy with our lot, we're happy with the Leinster medal, but not these guys. The character they showed, the guts they showed, the balls they showed coming down that stretch, and the skill they showed to kick them scores, like they weren't easy scores to kick. And listen, we threw on all our scores in the second half of extra time, bit of breeze. We said we might as well, if we're going to get beat here, we might, you know, go out fighting. And they fought, and the roar of the crowd, you know, when we started getting them scores, just urges on. And we were doing the running in the second half extra time. But what a game of football. It was won at one stage first in normal time. They came back, you know, Conor Casey tipped my hat to him. What a kick, you know, to draw that match. And yeah, we were back in extra time, and maybe it stood to us a wee bit, but we weren't in that position at half time yet, and they're learning every day they go out, these boys.
If I wind it back, dare I say it, just from the neutral standing back, you embrace the celebrations, the open day and everything that came with that. Sometimes that puts a lot of pressure on a team.
I think there was going to be pressure anyway. You know, if we look at what happened, you know, with Kerry and with Roscommon, you're there waiting for an ambush. Like, you know, I thought, and I can say it now, and I was going to say it if it lost, and as people say sour grapes, but there's no way that draw should be made. You know, that draw should not have been made, because, you know, it was given opposition 4 weeks to look at teams, where ultimately after the Leinster final we probably couldn't look at Cavan until Wednesday or Thursday with everything that was going on. And that's a disadvantage. Yes, we have a home venue, but it's a disadvantage. And you know, if they're so worried about their draw, why do they not have it tonight on a Sunday night instead of waiting to Tuesday if they're so worried about the speed of their draw? You know what I mean? That's an extra 2 days for logistics, if they want to say. But that they have to look at that for next year. And because when you give a team 4 weeks, and especially Darren McCabe, who's an unbelievable coach and an unbelievable tactician, to have a look and pick through our game plan, he was always going to do that. And listen, they came back fighting at the end, and we still thought, I suppose, over the course of the day we played well. So yes, there were pressure on us, but them lads have done a lot for Westmeath football. They don't even realise what they've done yet. I've said this, but you have to embrace and celebrate that. You know, when you're up there, you have to celebrate it. You know, I've been lucky to be involved in teams, one in Ulster's, one in All Ireland's, and you have to celebrate them. You know, if you know the boys will go for a pint tonight as well, because like, you have to be able to, after being a high there, to be with each other and to be around each other. And we got back down to earth pretty quickly. We got a few people in to speak to them, you know, maybe from past teams in Westmeath, you know, to try to ground them as best we could. And it wasn't easy, because, you know, we had a great day here last week, but that was important for the kids and important for the families that couldn't get on during Croke Park. And yes, the lads embraced it, but they also knew the work they had to do. And you know, from the day off the day, you know, I thought they were brilliant. They managed the first half, 6 points up at half time. Second half, you know, just maybe leggy towards the end, but our bench then came on and got the legs again.
And on that note, how important it is to get that victory? Literally thunderstorms, rain coming down, you ground it out. Westmeath supporters, some of them might go home wet, but they come very, very happy.
Of course, and listen, you know, I've kept saying it, that them Westmeath people should be so proud. If they cannot see that team will leave everything on a football field, Today's the day to look at it, like, because they just left everything, more than they left in the Leinster final. And that's probably, you know, I read it during the week, or somebody was on a podcast saying, you know, will they dive in that boot, will they run that harder, just because now they're not diving for a Leinster medal? But them boys did it out the other day. You know, we broke it down in the start of the year to four different competitions. This is the start of a new one today, and you know, thankfully we're in the winner's pot for Tuesday's draw, and we look forward to it.
Yeah, on that then as well, briefly, like, we chatted earlier on the year, you wanted Sam Maguire football. Now you're guaranteed two massive games, yep, whatever they are, a game and a knockout game of some variety to follow. How important is that for the development?
It's great, Jonathan. Like, you know, there's no points in any difference. We're guaranteed another two games in this, you know, great competition. The supporters will, you know, come here again, or go to Donegal, or go to Cork, or wherever we have to go, and they'll follow us, you know. And it's just a great time to supposed to be a Westmeath player for them. Like, these days don't come around too often, and that's what I'm saying. It's great to see the place packed out, you know, even talking to the county board and stuff like that. They're you know, it hasn't been seen too often here. And you know, long may it continue. As I kept saying, these boys will have big days ahead. They're a good football team. We have young lads coming through. They'll strengthen the squad next year. We'll have people coming back. And you know, that's what Westmeath need. They would need a bit of consistency. They don't need to be up and down, and you know, go through a few years of consistent football and getting results like that. And if they keep playing like that, they will.
You talked about the draw being a little later than you probably would have desired, but you are looking forward to that as well.
Oh, listen, I'm not saying I didn't desire it on Tuesday, but I'm saying if they were so picky about going so early, why not do it tonight? That's all I'm asking. But it's the same for everyone. I don't mind when it's the same for everyone. It wasn't the same for everyone the last one, because as I said, Darren McCabe could go up to Croke Park and watch us. You know, Jim McGuinness could go down to watch Jack O'Connor and Kerry in the Munster final, and that wasn't fair. And I don't actually think I've met somebody that said it was fair. So they probably need to look at that. But yeah, listen, it's great to be in the hat. Yes, obviously Donegal's in it. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But it's football. We take these jobs, and if it happens, we'll do our job and we'll try our best to topple them.
Yeah, I'm laughing at the prospect of your brother trying to tag him and put a plan for him. And everything goes with that.
He'd be all right. If I was asked once this week about Ryan, I was asked enough just to see how he was, you know, and I have a wee boy fun, you know, he's a wild crack. But anytime he sees Ryan, and he said, Ryan, you know what you need to do? Toughen up. So that's the way he always says it. And the way he says it too is cool. But listen, Donegal are moving unbelievably well. And it was a great performance of Kieran as a supporter of Donegal. It was great to see. So listen, it's a long year yet. There's games today and games tomorrow, so we'll wait and intrigue to the draw on Tuesday, Johnny.
Congratulations, enjoy, thanks.
Thank you very much, sir.
Off the ball, GAA.